Welcome to Retirement Mentorship. I'm your host, Freeman Lindy, Certified Financial Planner. Someone once asked me recently, when should we DIY? When do you do it yourself versus when do you hire someone to do it for you? I'm a recovering DIYer. I used to do everything myself, from the smallest tasks to the most complex things. I enjoy learning things. I enjoyed doing it myself. I couldn't hire anyone to do it, right? So there's a whole bunch of factors that went into me DIYing almost everything and slowly over time getting more and more comfortable with having other people do it. So here's three things to think through when you're deciding, do I do this myself when it comes to things with money or whatever else, or do I hire someone else to do it? Do I outsource this? I think this is where it applies to personal finance and to money, is that if you are not going to do it yourself, you need to hire someone to do it, right? You need to outsource it to someone else. And so it becomes a financial, like with everything else, there's a financial component to this. So when do you do DIY and when do you outsource it? So I think three rules or three principles to think through. DIY when you enjoy it more than your work, when you save money more than your hourly rate, and when there's a little at stake. Okay, so DIY when you enjoy it more than your work, when you save money more than your hourly rate, and when there is little at stake. Right, so let's just dig into each of those. Right, if you enjoy doing whatever the task is at hand, and especially if you enjoy it more than your work, or you enjoy it in addition to your work as a change of pace, then it's a good thing to DIY. So for instance, I still DIY my grass cutting, right? I cut my own grass, I mow my own lawn, I shovel my own driveway. I enjoy doing those things. I like being outside a certain amount, right? I'm not a huge outdoorsman by any means, but I like being outside. I like the exercise. I got rid of my snowblower so I could just shovel things by hand here in Wisconsin because it's a good workout. It doesn't make any sense to go to the gym to do a workout and then use a snowblower to blow your driveway. That doesn't make sense, right? Use a snowblower if you're no longer able to physically do it, which is fine. But so I enjoy doing those things, and I don't enjoy them more than my work because I obviously really enjoy my work, but it is a nice change of pace. And so I don't outsource those things. I outsource pretty much everything with my car. I don't like tinkering on cars. Some people really enjoy it. They like changing the oil. They like their grease monkeys, right? They like to do those things themselves. I don't. I don't enjoy working on cars at all. And so I outsource all of the repairs, most of the maintenance. Right? I'll change an air filter maybe here or there. But otherwise, I outsource that to the professionals because I don't care for working on cars, right? And so same thing with some of the things in my work. Like I used to do a lot of things in my work that I didn't enjoy. And so I figure, like, why am I still doing this? Outsource it to someone else who actually enjoys. There are people out there who love doing the things that you hate doing, right? Like I joke a lot of times with new clients, like I make spreadsheets for fun. I enjoy that type of stuff. And so if you hate spreadsheets, if you hate looking at finance, if you hate doing the math on this, there are actually people who enjoy doing that thing and would love doing it for you. So if you hate doing certain things, and either you just don't do them because you hate doing them, or you just muscle through it because you're trying to save money and you don't want to outsource it, consider outsourcing it, right? Because you can always, if you hate that more than your work, you can always just go work more and then pay someone to do that. And that goes right into the next one, right? If you save money more than your hourly rate, right? You always save money when you DIY. That's why you DIY. You don't want to hire someone to do it because you want to save money. But I really do want to make sure that you look at, are you saving more than your hourly rate to do it, right? Think about how much you make per hour if you're still working, right? Or how much maybe you did make per hour while you were working and if you're retired. What is that hourly rate? What is your time worth? And is it worth you spending all this time, especially if you don't enjoy it, to try to do things that are below your hourly rate, right? So if you make $100,000 a year, you work 40 hours a week, you make $50 an hour. Right. And so if you hate doing a task and you could save $80 an hour, you could hire, you know, you got to put some outlets in and you don't want to hire an electrician because you have to pay them $80 an hour to do this. But you make, you make $50 an hour. So you, even then you think that you're saving time and money. Right. But it's going to take you way longer to do it than it is going to take them. Right. It might take you 10 hours to do this project. An electrician is going to come in and do it in 3. Right. So your total hourly rate, your $50 an hour times 8 hours is $400 versus paying someone else $260 or $240, whatever that is, to pay them $80 an hour to come in and do it for 3 hours. Right. So think about the whole project, the whole task that you're doing. Multiply that by your hourly rate. Hey, here's the actual cost for you doing it yourself versus the cost of having a professional do it much faster. Right? Because it's not even like we don't even want to make this like a hoity-toity, oh, my time's worth more than your time, so I'm going to have you do it. It has nothing to do with that. It's very, very rarely are you going to be better and more efficient on an hourly basis than someone who specializes in the task that you're doing. Right? So when I outsource working on my car, it's not that my time is worth more than their time. It's that it would take me hours and hours to do the same thing that they can do in just a few minutes because they know what they're doing. And so when it comes to that task, their time is worth more than mine and they can do it faster than me. And that's why I want them to do it. Right? When it comes to like taxes, right? Like I've seen a lot of people that have done taxes themselves. They DIY their taxes because they don't want to spend $200 or $300 or $400 to have a CPA do it or a tax planner or whatever else. And so they'll spend hours and hours every year doing their taxes. They don't enjoy it. So they fail on the first one. They hate it. They only have to do it once a year. So they never remember how to do it. But they're trying to save money, but they don't save more money than their hourly rate, right? Because what takes them 8 hours to do, and then they multiply that by their hourly rate, all of a sudden they realize, man, this is costing me $600 to do my own taxes. This costs me $800 to do my own taxes. Or even if it's the same, right? Hey, I can hire a CPA at $300, or I could do it and it'd be $300 of my own time, but I hate it. Outsource it. Even if it costs more to outsource it, if you hate it enough, still outsource it. Right. So if you're not actually saving money, if you actually do the math on the task that you're looking at versus outsourcing and how long it would take a professional to do it, because that CPA, that tax planner could probably do the same thing in a couple hours instead of the 8 hours it takes you to do it. Again, it's not that your time is worth more than their time or that you're more valuable than they are in any way like that. It's just people who specialize can do it better than those who don't. Right. If I didn't enjoy mowing my lawn, I would outsource it. Not because my time is worth more than a lawn keeper's, but because they have tons of great equipment that makes them really fast and efficient, and they can mow my lawn way faster and take care of all my landscaping way faster than I could. So if I didn't enjoy that, I would outsource that in a heartbeat. And there's nothing there about being better than someone or your time being more valuable than theirs. That's just what specialization is, right? It's a beautiful thing when people get really, really good at the things they do. They have resources that the average person doesn't have because they do it for multiple people. And it's great. So if you save money more than your hourly rate, you can do it yourself. And especially if you enjoy it, then those are two good ingredients for doing it yourself. If you don't have those things, then why are you doing it yourself? If you don't enjoy it and you're not saving money, then of course there's no reason to do this. And then the last piece would be, right, is there a little at stake? Right, there's not much at stake for changing the oil in my car. I mean, car could die if you don't do it, right? But like, you can't mess it up really. It's pretty easy to do. There's very little at stake. I could do that myself, but again, I don't enjoy it, and so I outsource it. There's little at stake with mowing my lawn. It doesn't, you know, if I mess it up, it's not gonna look perfect, but the grass will grow back and you can try it again in a week. So there's not very much at stake there. And so I will mow my own lawn. I will shovel my own driveway. I will do these things that I enjoy doing because there's just not much at stake. But I'm not going to perform my own LASIK surgery. I'm not going to perform medical practices on myself because there's just much more at stake there, right? And obviously, you know, I'm biased, but I see that there's a lot at stake with finances, with financial planning, with taxes, with long-term investments, with behavioral investing, all these things. There's a ton at stake. There's tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, perhaps even millions of dollars on the line if we mess this up. And so that's where, again, even if you enjoy it, even if you feel like you're saving money by not outsourcing something, is there enough at stake where if you mess it up by doing it wrong, it still pays to have the professional come in and do it, right? If you're running a business, does it still pay to have a consultant come in and double check things, make sure there isn't anything better you could be doing? Because your business, your employees' lives, all these things are at stake. There's a lot at stake in getting business right. There's a lot at stake in getting your personal finance right. There's a lot at stake in getting your medical procedures done correctly. And so if there's a little at stake, you can do it yourself. But if there's a lot at stake, consider outsourcing that, even if you can save money and even if you enjoy doing it yourself. That would be that third kind of caveat, third principle to follow when you decide if you should do it yourself or if you should outsource it to a professional. So again, I love DIYing it. I do a lot of things myself when I enjoy it for a change of pace over my normal work. But I, as a recovering DIYer, am learning that there are some times when someone else is so much better at doing something that I should just stop trying to do it myself, go do more of what I do and what I'm really good at and what I can have the biggest impact in my life with, and then hiring someone else to do that for me. And so maybe there are a few things in your life that you've been doing yourself that it's time to outsource. And whether that's financial planning or whether you already have, you had already be a client with me, you've already outsourced that. What's that next thing that we can outsource? Should you outsource cleaning your house? You know, should you just go do more work in the work that you do and then hire out some of the things that you hate doing at home because they're better at it? Not because your time is worth more than a house cleaner's, but because they're better and faster at it and they have equipment you don't have and that's what they do. And you can spend a little bit more time working so you can pay for that and then have all that time of not cleaning to be able to go enjoy with your family and the other things. Right, things like that. What are things in your life that you are still trying to DIY that you'd be better off just working more in what you love to do and hiring out the things that you don't like, that you're not necessarily good at, or if there's a lot at stake? So some things to think over. Think about a couple, maybe one. What's one or two things that you can start DIYing this year and specialize more in the things that you love to do and that you're really good at and get rid of some of the things that you hate to do or you're not really good at? Food for thought. Hope you enjoyed that. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week. Cheers. If you enjoyed that, you would love being part of our free membership community. It's called Retire Membership, and it has a host of benefits all for free. For example, you can always buy my book, 3D Retirement Income, on Amazon. But if you join us at Retire Membership, we will send you either a hard copy or paperback for free, provide the ebook and the audiobook so that you can listen to it if you don't have time to read it. In addition to that, we'll also provide you with a bunch of content that you can't get anywhere else. For example, we have our quarterly Retire Mentorship magazine, which comes out quarterly and has no ads whatsoever. It's just timely content to help you stay the course. We also have workbooks for our free online workshop to help you get the most out of those, flowcharts to help you make better decisions, and a weekly email to provide timely content that you can unsubscribe from at any time. We never ask for any payment information, and we never share your information with anyone else. We just want to provide timely content and help you stay the course to retire successfully and stay successfully retired. There's no reason to wait, so join us now at retiremembership.com, where you can click in the link in the description, and it'll go right there. We can't wait to see you in the community. Cheers. This podcast is educational only and is not investment, tax, or legal advice.